Romans chapter 5, look at verse number 8. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, much more than being now justified by his blood. We shall be saved from wrath through him. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only so, but we also join God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Now, the word atonement is only found in the New Testament one time, okay? It is mentioned other times in the Old Testament. It's only mentioned one time in the New Testament, and this is your mention, okay? Now, some people make a huge deal about only the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. And there is a biblical doctrine called the blood atonement. Now, that phrase is never found in the Bible, okay? But I do believe in the doctrine of the blood atonement. The blood atonement teaches that it's Christ's blood that saves us and it gives us the forgiveness of sins. But what you have to understand about the blood atonement is it's the blood that was taken from the cross and it's applied onto the altar in heaven that gives us that that atonement. Amen. And the only way for the blood to go from the death on the cross all the way up into heaven is Christ had to rise again from the dead. And then when he rose again from the dead, he ascended up into heaven with the blood, and he sprinkled the blood on the altar. So we also are saved by his what? His life. I wish I had a verse. Oh, yeah. Verse 10. We shall be saved by his life. Yeah. Now, there's this wicked false teacher. His name is Manly Perry. And you may have heard of him before, but he preaches a church called Old Path Baptist Church in San Antonio, Texas. He's like falsely accused me so many different times and preached all kinds of weird heresies. But specifically on this doctrine, he said that everything was done on the cross and that the resurrection was the receipt of payment.
Our sins were paid for on the cross and the resurrection was the receipt of payment. That's what I believe happened. And then when he rose from the grave, the resurrection was the receipt of payment, paid in full.
Now, let me explain something to you. And he says, oh, if you deny that, you don't believe in the blood atonement. Well, if you believe that, you don't believe in the blood atonement. Amen. Okay? Yeah. Now, let me explain something to you. If you go to a restaurant right now and you buy dinner, can you walk out without a receipt and say, I paid for dinner? Yeah, it's done. Do you need the receipt to have paid for it?
No.
So the receipt is not necessary to have paid for it. But here's the reality. If you don't have the resurrection, your sins are not paid for.
Right. Yeah.
You don't have that atonement. The resurrection is not a receipt that it was already paid. It's part of the payment process.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's you walking up to the register and putting the money on in the clerk's hand.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Who's the clerk? That's the altar in heaven. And what's the money? That was your blood. I'm not denying the fact that the blood isn't what pays it, but what I'm telling you is if you don't walk up to the clerk and put that money in his hand, you ain't paid. You can have the money in your wallet, and they're not going to say you paid. Oh, I paid for it. I got 50 bucks in my wallet. Well, it's like, you got to give me the 50 bucks. You know, somehow that 50 bucks has to get into my hand. And here's the reality. The blood of Jesus Christ had to get to God and had to get to the altar, which is in heaven. Okay, and you know who took it up there? The only one that could, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we read that in Hebrews chapter number 9. We read that in Hebrews chapter number 4, that there's only one that could enter into the holiest. That was Jesus Christ. And he didn't come with the blood of bulls and of goats. He came with the blood of himself. That's how we get the blood atonement, okay? So don't sit here and falsely accuse me by saying because Jesus had to die and rise again in order for us to be saved, that I deny the blood atonement. If you say that the resurrection is the receipt of payment, you don't believe in the blood atonement.
Right.